Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in studying Masechet Sanhedrin and Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph, continuing with the rest of the Mishnah that we left off on Daf Nun Gimel about Elo HaNiskalin, with some more details. Hama al haZachur v'al haBehema. So relationships with a Zachar, which I'll state one time now, and then use the phrase as Zachar, which is male homosexuality. V'ala behema, which is bestiality, v'haisham v'yata behema, or if a woman brings an animal on her, biskila. Now the Mishnah engages in a little bit of tameh mitzvot. Im adam chata behema ma chata. Why does the animal get killed? Elefi sheba al adam takala al yada. This is reason number one. This animal was the cause of a person suffering, which is that the person is going to die. Al yada lefi chachamar katuv tisakel. Davar acher. Then another reason, that you shouldn't have an animal walk around. People say, oh yeah, that's the animal that got that woman killed. So that's a different consideration, which we're going to refer to later in the Gemara as kalon, as shame. Okay. Zachar menalan. What's the source of the Isur of Zachar? The Tanu Rabbanan, ish, and take a look at pasuk number one on the page. Prat lakatan. So first of all, a katan as the perpetrator is out of this pasuk. Asher yishkav ed zachar, ben gadol ben katan, meaning the object could be a katan or a gadol, that's not the issue. And then the pasuk says, mishkave isha, which literally means in the form of sleep is living with a woman. Magid l'chakatuv sheshne mishkavot b'isha, but that is the precedent that establishes the notion that there is biya kadarka and biya shelo kadarka that are both called biya. Amar b'yishmael, hareza bal lameid v'nim salameid. So this comes to teach, meaning to inform us about all other arayot and kinyanim, etc., about biyat shalokadarka, and it ends up coming back to teach on itself that there is a chiyuv. Okay, motu matu says they die biskila. So our interpretation is skila. Atalmer biskila weinu ela biachat mikol mitot amor patora. Maybe it's another kind of execution. Nemar kan dmehem bam, nemar ma'ovi doni dmehem bam. So we have the gzerah shavah that we've already dealt with. Demehem bam mentioned by Ovi Doni, where explicitly skila is mentioned. Han biskila afkan biskila. So that's how we know that Mishkav Zachor is biskila. Now, onesh shamanu. Remember, within the context of onshim, we always have to identify the onesh, but also the azhara, based on the general rule of ein onshim ela imken mazhirin, as a sort of social reality. It's also something that's a textual reality. You cannot identify an onesh unless you can also identify where the Torah said, don't do it. Azhara minayin, where's the azhara? Tamud lomar ve'etzachar lo tishka mishkevei isha. Now, in general, the arayot listed at the end of Parshat Achrimot mirror, to some extent, the Arayot mentioned at the end of Kedoshim, with the difference being that at the end of Achrimot, it's all Azarot, you shall not. And at the end of Kedoshim, it is all the consequences, Motumat, Motutushnehem, etc. V'etzachar lo tishkav mishkevesha, toivahi. What does that teach? L'manu azarah l'shochev. All that teaches you is about the perpetrator. Azarah l'nishkav minayin. How do we know that the one who allows himself to be an object for that is also in violation? Talmud Lomar Elohiya Kadesh mi b'nei Yisrael. This is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. He connects it to the Isur of Kadesh, which is like a cult prostitute. V'yomer v'gam Kadesh haya ba'aretz asher asu k'chol ha'tovot ha'goyim asher horish, etc. And this is a description of what life was like in Rechavam's time, in Yeravam's time, that there were Kadeshim, and they're identified with Toivot. That's how we connect them with this pasuk, which says Toivahi. Now, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael says that the Nishkav comes from a different pasuk. Rabbi Kiva Omer Einot Tzarich. Rabbi Kiva says, you don't need that. Harehu Omer Ve'etzachar Lo Tishkav Mishkave Isha Karibe Lo Tishachev. So instead of Tishkav, also read it as Tishachev, which is the passive. Okay, that's Zachar. Behema Menalan. How do we know the Isur of Behema? The Tanu Rabbanan. Ish, again, Prat Lekatan, as the perpetrator. Asher Yiten Shchov Tov Bivema. Ben Gdola Ben Tana. We don't care if the Behema is Gdola or Tana. Obviously, it's irrelevant. Mot yumat biskila. Again, mot yumat, and we say that this is skila. That's why it's in our Mishnah. Atom rabbi skila weinu ala bachad b'kol mitot amot b'torah. Maybe it's some other mitah. Ne'mar kan taharogu. It says v'ta b'ma taharogu. V'ne'mar lahalan ki harog tahargenu. That same phrase is used in the context of a mesit, which is skila. Malalan biskila afkan biskila. So lamadnu onish the shochev. So far all we found is the consequences for the perpetrator. Onish the nishkav minayin, meaning nishkevet, really, if a woman is the makes herself the recipient. Tamud lomar kol shochev imema motumat. Imeno inin the shochev tenu inin nishkav. That pasuk is extra, so it must be associating itself with the next level out, which is nishkav. Now, lamadnu onesh, all that teaches you is the onesh. Again, based on the principle of enon shimel and kenrasir, ben shochev ben nishkav, azara minayin, how do we know the azara? Uvachol behemalo titen shchov techal etom ava, there's the prohibition. Now, lamadnu azara l'shochev, again, that is the perpetrator. L'nishkav minayin, how do we know if one makes themselves an object for that? Talmud lomar lo yekadesh b'nei Yisrael. Again, that's Rabbi Ishmael. V'yomer v'gam kadesh, v'yaretz, etc. It's Rabbi Ishmael. So he does the same thing as he did with Zachar. Rabbi Kiva Mayan Otsarich, Omer, lo titen shchov techa, and he says, lo titen shchivatcha, meaning any form of intercourse, whether perpetrator or making oneself the object. Now, let's play this out. Haba alav hazachur ve'vi alav zachar. Let's say somebody participated in both angles of Mishkav Zachar. I'm Rabbi Abahu, so Rabbi Abahu has the following take. V'di Rabbi Shmuel chayav shtayim, chayav twice. Chadami lo tishkav, v'chadami lo yeh kadesh. Because Rabbi Shmuel says the punishment of somebody who acts as an object is lo yeh kadesh, two different lavim. V'di Rabbi Kiva, eno chayav ela achat. Rabbi Kiva says you only chayav once, because lo tishkav and lo tishkav and lo tishachev. Chadahi, it's all one pasuk, one word that we're just reading two different ways. So this, of course, would only be in a case where it's done b'shogeg. Question was chamnei chataot. Habal habeima vevi behema alav. What if somebody participated in both ends of a bestiality? Rebal div Rabbi Shmuel chayav shtayim. So that would be chayav shtayim. Again, same thing. Chadam ilo titen shchov techa v'chadam ilo yakadesh. Rabbi Kiva eno chayav alachat shchov techa v'shchivatcha chadahi. Again, it's the same word. Habayama afilu div Rabbi Shmuel namino chayav alachat. He said when it comes to bestiality, Rabbi Shmuel would agree that you only chayav once. Chiktiv lo yekadesh begavri ktiv. Lo yekadesh is about men. Lo yekadesh is an issur of men. And so therefore, it cannot apply to somebody who makes himself a recipient, which by definition could only be a woman, and therefore can only come from the same pasuk, and you only chayiv once. Ela le Rabbi Shmuel azara l'nishkav minale. So where does Rabbi Shmuel get an azara l'nishkav? He's not willing to reach chavtacha shchivatcha. So nafgale mi kol shochev meimam motumat. A simple pasuk that anyone who lies with an animal mochumat, he may know in the shochev, he may know in the nishkav. Again, the same thing. The afkarach one of the nishkav, loshen shochev. The Torah referred to the object in the from the perspective of a perpetrator. Ma shochev anashvi is here. Just like in the case of shochev, we have the punishment and the warning and the punishment. Really, af nishkav anashvi is here. The same thing with one who makes himself into be the object. We have the azhara and the onesh. Now, aval habal hazachur vevi zachar alav, habal habema vevi behema alav. Sorry, hanirbala zachar vahanirbala behema. If somebody makes themselves the object to both of those, aval udiv Rabbi Kiva chayiv shtayim. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you're chayiv twice because it's separate psukim. Chara milotishka vachara milotiten shchov techa. The Divrei Rabbi Shmuel chayev alachat because he reads it all as yidi lo yakadeshu. Abayim arfil Rabbi Shmuel hamichayev shtayim. Rabbi is being consistent. Tichliv kol shochev mema mochumat. Imenu in the shochev, imenu in the nishkav. So that's even though it uses the phrase of shochev, nonetheless it's a reference to nishkav because shochev is already mentioned. Avrachman of the shochev loshon nishkav loshon shochev ma shochev anash vizir after nishkav anash vizir. So there Rabbi Avahu and Abayi disagree and they really flip it as to who would have more lavim here. Aval habal hazachur vehevi zachar alav, habal habema vehevi behema alav, if somebody did all four. They would both agree. Rabbi Shmuel chayiv shalosh, because Rabbi chayiv four, zachar for behema and kadesh. Rabbi Kiva chayiv shtayim, zachar and behema, and there is no kadesh here. Okay, tanu rabbanan zachur lo asubo katan kegadol, behema asubo katana kegdola. So we have a brayta that's a little bit difficult to understand. It says that in the case of a zachar, we distinguish between a katan and a gadol, not in the case of a behema. My lo asubo katan gadol. What's the reference? Amarav, Rav says, lo asubiat pachot miventesha shanim kiventesha shanim. That we distinguish at the age of 9, as far as the object goes. Shmuel Amar lo asu biat pachot mi ben shalosh shanim ki ben shalosh shanim. There we distinguished it three. Now, Maikim Ipalgi, so what are Rav and Shmuel disagreeing about? Rav Savar called the ite b'shochev ite b'nishkav. You have to be in the status that as a shochev you'd be chayev to also be chayev as a nishkav, or to be the object as a nishkav. V'chol delete b'shochev delete b'nishkav. And since as a male you have to be nine for the bia to be considered a bia, therefore as an object less than nine you're not considered an object. V'shmuel Savar mishkavei ishaktiv, which compares it to lying with a woman. And in the case of a woman, it's three. Tanya kavate de Rav, so we have a bright that supports Rav. Zachar ben teisha shanim v'yom echad. You have to read this bright carefully. What it means is that a zachar who's 9 years old, or habal habema ben kedarka ben shelo kedarka, v'isham v'yat habema aleha ben kedarka ben shelo kedarka, so be a kedarka or shelo kedarka with a behema, either direction, meaning whether it's kedarka on the recipient or on the animal, chayav. But the first point that we brought up that was for Rav's benefit was where it said that if it's 9 years old, so nine is the cutoff point at which we make that distinction. All right, the Rashi of Nachman Bar Avchista, he disagreed with this and said, "Be'isha shnei mishkavot." In the case of Isha, we have mishkavei Isha. So therefore, kedarka shalo kedarka and Isha both would count. Ubehema mishkav echad, but behema is just one, the normal way. So matkif rav papa adaraba isha do orchahi. In the case of a woman, there's a normal way to have relations. Amishkav mechayev. So you're chayev for regular mishkav. Amida machrin lo mechayev, but not on something shelo kedarka. Behema delav orchahi. But in the case of behema, which the whole thing is unnatural anyways, the chayev alav kol nekev nekev. So it doesn't really matter what man or bia is. It should be chayev equally on all of them. Now Tanya, our brayta that we already quoted, goes against Rav Nachman Bar Avchista and against Rav Papa, who turned it inside out and said, Zachar ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, or Habal habema ben kedarka ben shelo kedarka v'sham v'yat habema aleha ben kedarka ben shelo kedarka chayav. So kedarka shelo kedarka, both for the behema and for the ishar chayav. Now Amalei Ravina Rav Ha'me'arem b'zachur mahu. Me'arem means someone has the beginning of intercourse but not gemar bia. Hamareb zachor, that's not a question. Mishkavei shaktiv, it compares it to regular relations, and that's certainly you're chayiv for. Elam ha'areb behema mahu. The question is that it extend to behema. Amarle meino inyan the ha'arad echtiva gabe achot aviv achot imo. In the case of achot aviv and achot imo, the term uses at the ha'araba, and that's unnecessary. Delo tzricha did kash la'harad nida, because we already have that in the case of nida where it says it mekora ha'ara. And so therefore we don't need an achot aviv and achot imo. In the harad behema, it must be then extended to one that we didn't know about, which is behema. So time out. Mechti behema mechav mitot beitin hi. After all, behema is chayv mitot beitin. Lama lirichtiv la'ara didaga bechav mikritut. So why was itz ha'ara that we're now pulling out written in the context of chayv mikritut? Lichtiv gabe chayv mitot beitin v'ligmor chayv mitot beitin v'chayv mitot beitin. Why doesn't the Torah just allude to it somewhere in chayv mitot beitin and allow us to learn it from there? The answer is ho v'chulei kar l'drasha udati. You have to like take a look in Yevamot, daf nun bet. But that entire pasuk about achot imo is extra, and therefore k'tiva nami milta d'drasha. So therefore, we also got the drasha from there. And the entire pasuk was sort of available for drasha, if you will. Ba'amim rav achtuboy bar amim rav sheshet. So he asked Rav Sheshet the following question: Hama'arem be'atzmo mahu. Essentially, something that's physically about impossible. Question is there how many are there? Is there one chiyuv, two chiyuvim? Amar le kavastan. So Rav Sheshet said, "You make me sick with a question." So Rashi, mighty boy, lach. Rashi said, "Well, let's see what the question is." Bekoshi lo mishkachat la. It's impossible to do that erect. So mishkachat la b'mishamesh meit. The only way you could do it is if it's not erect. So manu mishamesh meit barayot patur. But there's a mandamer that says you're bechlal patur barayot. In such a case, so hacha patur, mandamar chayav hacha michayev tarte. Here, oddly enough, to be chayev twice, michayev ashochev, and michayev anishkav. Of course, it's still only one chiyuv according to Rabbi Kiva, but still, it's like you're chayev for two different things. All right, bal minem Rav Sheshet, but this is a more serious question. Rav Sheshet was asked, goya bala behema mahu. What do we do with an animal where a non-Jew had relations with him? Takalava kalon bayin, and after all, our Mishnah mentioned two things. First of all, this is the animal that a person got killed because, and second of all, it's a shame to the person. So do we need both of those things to justify killing the animal? V'hacha takala ika, here there's takala, because the goy is going to be killed, is punished. But kalon leika, there is no kalon, because we're not concerned with the kalon of only of Bnei Yisrael. Odilma takala afa pisha in kalon. You can see Rashi's comment on kalon that is very interesting. Odilma takala afa pisha in kalon. Maybe either one of them, or maybe just takala. This is the animal that somebody got killed up, we kill the animal. So what's the answer? Amav sheshet tinituha. So he said, look at the following. Ma ilanot she'en ochlin ve'en shotin ve'en merichin. Trees that don't eat or drink or smell anything. Amra Torah hashchet srof v'chalei. The Torah said, if you've got an asherah, you got to burn it down and cut it up. Hoel v'aladam takalal yadan. His explanation is, because this is something that led a person to be hurt, be killed, because they did have avodah zarah. Hamat'et chavero medarke chayim darke mita. So if you have an animal here that led somebody to their death, halachat kama v'chama. So therefore, the animal should die. So, if a goy bows down to his animal, so the animal becomes usur. That's not true with Yisrael, but it's true with a goy. Umiktala. So therefore, the animal should be killed. So immediately Yisrael lo asar the goy lo asar. Do you ever have a case where something's mutter for a Jew and usur for a goy? It doesn't make any sense. And remember, if a Jew were to bow down to a live animal, it doesn't do anything. Yisrael gufei litzar. So now I'll turn it around and say maybe the Yisrael himself should be usur, should make that usur based on that reasoning. Midirahave revia, just like happens with bestiality. So Rabbi Ezek kalano mirubev Ezek kalano muat. Rabbi rejects Rav Sheshet's reasoning, and he says you need both takala v'kalon to kill the animal, and kalon in the case of Odazar is not so great. Kalon in the case of bestiality is terrible. It's a disgusting thing. But ilanot get burned down even though there's no great shame there. The answer is balechayim kamrinan. When it comes to animals, chas rachman alayu, God has more compassion on animals than he has on trees. And therefore, we would think that maybe you don't kill the animal unless there's really kalon here also. Okay. V'arei ilanot te'en kalonon merubah v'amrat Torah shchet tzorof v'chalei. So the answer is balechayim kamrinan. Okay. Rava, that's Abaye. Rava Amar Amrat Torah Behema Nenet Me'avera Tehareg. He said the difference between the trees and the animal in this case, so the animal that you raised the question, what if the goy was set aside the animal for avodah zarah? And this case is because here the animal got some hanah from it. Varei Lenote Nenin Me'avera Amrat Torah Shechet Sov Chalei, but the trees didn't get hanah. The answer is Balechayim Kamrinan Chas Rachmana Elayah. Same answer. We're only talking about animals where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have some Rachmanis on them, so maybe we raise the bar and say only if they got Hanah. So we still haven't solved Rav Sheshet's question, the question posed to Rav Sheshet, which is, does an animal that a goy had bestiality with, is the animal killed? Toshma, Davar Acher Shlotei Bema Over Pashuk V'Emro Zui Shniskal Ploni Al Yada. The end of our Mishnah adds a second component, which is Kalon. So my love, don't we interpret me to seifa takala v'kalon reisha takala below kalon? Since the seifa of the Mishnah adds in takala v'kalon, that means the reisha, which says the animal's killed, is even just takala. This is the animal the person was killed for, which means the same thing would apply to a goy. V'hechi dami goy habala meima. So lo, seifa takala v'kalon, you're right, the seifa includes both. Reisha hakamashvlan afilu kalon below takala. The reisha is saying that even if there's only kalon, meaning shame, without the perpetrator being killed, nam michayv hechidami. What's an example of that? Yisrael abala bayma b'shogeg. What's the Jew did it b'shogeg? It certainly is kalon, but it's not takala. The Jew's not going to be killed for it. Uchid deboy Rav Hamnuna, as Rav Hamnuna asked, and we're going to the whole rest of the piece that we have till the Mishnah is Rav Hamnuna's question. Deboy Rav Hamnuna, Yisrael abala bayma b'shogeg mahu takala v'kalon bayin. And again, do you need both takala v'kalon? You have kalon here, but not takala. Maybe the shame alone is enough. Rav Yosef Toshmas. Rav Yosef tries to prove that that's enough. How? Bat Shalosh, famous Mishnah Nida. V'yom Echad, a girl from the age of 3, mitkadesh bebia. Her bia is valid for kiddushin. Bala Yavam Kna'a. Yavam is kone at that age. Through bia. V'chayvin alei mishum eshet ish. And if somebody else has bia with her, they're chayiv for niyuf. U'matamet bo'alatam mishkov tachton ke'elyon. When she's in Nida, that bia will be metame and with tuma tachton ke'elyon. So bo'al Nida niseit l'koin ochelet betruma. If she marries a koin, she can eat truma. Ba'al echamin apsulim psalam in akuna. If a mamzer or something had bia with her, that bia is already reckoned, so she's possible in akuna. Ba'al echam nikol arayot ha'amur patorah. This is the part we care about. Matin al yada. If one of the arayot had bia with her, they die because of her. She doesn't die. She's a little kid. V'ip turah. Echad mikol areot v'afilu behema. We assume that means behema, which means that if she has relations with the behema, even though nothing happens to her, the behema dies. V'achad kalonika takala leika. And here we have a case of shame, obviously it's shameful, but no takala. Uktani mumatin al yadayin. See, the animal's killed. So you see that all you need is kalon to get the animal killed, and that should solve the question. The answer is follows. Kevan de mezidahi, because we have to assume in a case like this that she was doing bemezid when she was a little kid. Takala namika. There really is takala. Rachmanu dechasala. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said she's not 13 yet, she's not 12 yet, she doesn't have dat, so therefore she doesn't die. Allah didachas abehema lochas, but that compassion doesn't extend to the behema. It really is a capital case. Amar Rava. So Rav Yosef's answer doesn't solve it, because that is a case where there really is takala v'kolon. Amar Rava toshma benteish shanim. It's the next Mishnah Nida. Again, his bia is valid for yibum. Because he can't give a get till he's 13. Matame kenida latam mishkov tachton ke'elyon. He can also become tame through bia's nida. Posel ve'ino machil posel tamei mamagav izbeach. Now here's the part. V'niskelat al yado. If he has bia with an animal, the animal's killed. V'imbalachat migolat yerushamor patoram matim al yado. All right. V'ahacha kalon ika takala leika. Same thing. Uktani skeletal yado, the animal's killed because of him. The answer is no. Came in the mezid utakala namiika. Same answer we gave. Rachmanu rachasi lave, ale dide chas rachmana abeimalo chas rachmana. Same answer we just gave for the ktana. So toshmas, we go to our Mishnah. Tavaracher shalote beima uver pashuk v'yamru zui shiniskal ploni al yada. My love me the sefer takala v'kalon reisha kalon below takala. So now we use the opposite reasoning we used in answering Rav Sheshet's approach, which is, since the Seifa includes Takala v'Kalon, maybe the Reisha is only a case of Kalon, which happened here when this kid had relation with the animal, even though the kid's not going to die. Ve'echi dam Yisrael ha'bal v'mehimah b'shogeg. And that's Rav Hamnuna's question. If Yisrael is be'er with the mehimah b'shogeg, he doesn't die, but it's Kalon. So we say, lo, and now we turn it around. Seifa Takala v'Kalon, Reisha Takala below Kalon. And what's that? Ve'echi dam Goya b'al ha'mehimah u'chadu'a u'minei Rav Sheshet. So in the end, our Mishnah can't prove either way. Our Mishnah may indicate that if there's only takala, such as the goy, but there's no kalon, you kill the animal, but it may not. On the other hand, it may indicate if there's only kalon, like Yisrael haba b'shogeg, if there's takala b'kalon, the animal dies. But if there's only kalon, as Yisrael haba b'shogeg, we don't know when the animal dies. Maybe the issue is takala. The question really is, what's the sticking point? Is it kalon or takala? And that, of course, doesn't end up getting answered. So neither of Sheshet, the question asked of Rav Sheshet nor the question of Hamnuna posed, in the end, gets answered. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, which is going to open up the doors to the very interesting sugya of Sheva Mitzvah Pnei Noach. We'll pick that up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.